A follow-up now to a story we told you about a few months back, and it is a positive outcome. Elaine Harmon was a member of the Women Air Force Service Pilots, the famous WASPs. She died last year at the age of 95, and her family wanted her ashes laid to rest at Arlington National Cemetery. But the Army decided that WASPs were not entitled to have plots at Arlington. This past May, however, Congress passed a law allowing WASPs their place among the veterans at the cemetery. Elaine Harmon's granddaughter, Erin Miller, joins us now. What did it feel like to be at Arlington National Cemetery yesterday when those Air Force jets flew over in honor of your grandmother?
Yes, it was a great honor to be at Arlington National Cemetery to honor my grandmother, since it was her last wish to have her ashes laid to rest there. And it was kind of bringing closure to our family after this fight to ensure that she got her last wish, along with all the WASPs, to be recognized at Arlington. And I know my grandmother would have been happy to know that this story is being shared, and in that way, more people will learn about the WASP and their history.
Remind us, Erin, what your grandmother, Elaine Harmon, did as a WASP. How risky were the missions she took in World War II?
Well, there were several missions. My grandmother, her job was to train men on instrument training. So she was stationed at Nellis Air Base after her WASP training was done. So she would fly in planes, and then there was two seats. The men would be in the one seat and not be able to see outside the airplane. So they had to learn to fly the plane without being able to see outside, just relying on their instruments. Mm. And she told me her job was to make sure they didn't crash into Mount Charleston.
Well, if she taught them right, I suppose they didn't
exactly,
do that.
Exactly, I guess.
Now, as you said, there were a few other WASPs in attendance there. You've got to be up there in years, but they look so great in their uniforms and everything. What struck you about these women?
Well, I've known these women for a little while now, and they were, all three of them actually knew my grandmother and were very, you know, close with her. And it's just nice to be with people who are friends with her, and they all have the same spirit that she did, you know, just feisty and, you know, life is for living and, you know, seize every opportunity type of thing. And they're very supportive of me and my family. They themselves traveled far to come to the funeral. So, you know, we're so honored that they could be there. And it's just nice to see them, and, you know, in the end of their, they won't be around much longer, so I appreciate spending time with them.
Yeah, speaking of that fight, and I hope you don't think this question is weird, but I want you to tell us about the tattoo on your arm, because it is connected to your campaign to have your grandmother given a proper burial at Arlington.
The tattoo says HR 4336, 114th Congress, Second Session. So that is the bill number that Representative Martha McSally introduced in January to amend the original law, granting them veteran status. The amendment would make sure that the WASP were recognized at Arlington National Cemetery.
You must have gotten some sense from the WASPs who were with you yesterday that there's got to be some appreciation for this campaign and how they might be able to benefit.
Oh, yes. They're all very excited, and they all, you know, when they see me, they're just very glad and grateful for what I and the rest of my family have done and what Martha McSally did to fight for their honor and make sure that they're recognized. And as Schutze Reynolds told me, you know, we may not all want to be at Arlington, but it's the principle of the matter that our service is recognized equally as men who served.
Ms. Reynolds is one of the WASPs who was there?
Yes, she's from Pennsylvania.
Erin, I'm curious, do you think your grandmother helped inspire today's generation of female fighter pilots?
Yes, I absolutely know that she inspired them. And in fact, two of them spoke yesterday at the funeral, as well as Representative Martha McSally, who herself is a former Air Force fighter pilot. So they all give credit to the WASP for paving the way for their own service and inspired them to continue their journeys to be fighter pilots.
Erin Miller, the granddaughter of U.S. WASP pilot Elaine Harmon, whose ashes were laid to rest yesterday at Arlington National Cemetery. Thank you very much for being with us again.
Thank you so much.